Hello everyone, I am Bestie Sophia.
And I am Bestie Rain, this episode's lovely besties. And you are now listening to the Greenery Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and get your cup of tea. So hello Rain, kumusta ka naman? This is our first episode for the Greenery Podcast. Grabe, medyo kinakabahan pa ako.
Totoo, tayo kasi unang sasalang. Kaya pagpasensyahan niyo na kami guys. At sa mga kagrupo ko dyan, mag-thank you kayo sa amin ni Sophia.
True, kami pinagtetest the waters nyo. Pero guys, don't worry kasi kahit naman first to at parehas kami nangangapa ng bestie ko, our topic is very interesting. Tama ba, Rain?
Yes, so our topic for our very first podcast is initially about flooding. But as we continue, we will be focusing more on dredging. Sophia, can you give us a little background about flooding?
Sure. Well, flooding happens when water overflows or soaks land that is normally dry, or in some other cases, brought by heavy rainfall, rapid snowmelt, or storm surges. So basically, ang cause niya is really a combination of heavy rainfall that causes rivers or oceans to overflow that results in dams collapsing.
Mm-mm. And to add to that, there are 15 large dams in the Philippines that are operating and they also have a capacity. So they tend to also collapse. And I know we live in a tropical country, so dalawang type of weather lang na i-experience natin. Pero in other countries, snowmelt is one of the reasons then why it floods.
At saka, not only based on my research ha, but based on experience na din. There are chances talaga na pag bumabaha, yung iba, they experience loss of electricity or water, tas houses get damaged. Or worse, destroyed entirely. Lalo na sa Marikina. Fun fact guys, parehas kami ni Ray na taga Marikina. And if you are from Marikina, grabe ang pagbabaha. May experience ka na ba, Rain?
Parang hindi naman fun yung fact mo. De, pero totoo, Sophia, grabe. I remember way back 2009, first experience ko sa baha ay Typhoon Ondoy. So bata pa ako noon. Ang naalala ko lang, unexpected yung flood. So di talaga kami prepared. Kaya after humupa nung baha, sobrang daming gamit yung di naakyat. And ang daming nasayang at saka natapon.
Alam mo, ako din nung sa Ulysses, biglaan yon, di talaga inexpect. Kung sa iba na nagtitweet sa Twitter, bad weather at cuddle weather daw, sa atin, sa Marikina, charge all your gadgets bago mawala ng kuryente slash rescue slash evacuate weather. Pero I believe every Marikenyo really has a story to tell pag pagbabaha ang topic. But I heard Marikina has a project about how to lessen flooding daw, Rain. Something called the Pasig Marikina River Channel Improvement Project or Marikina Dredging. Para sa mga hindi aware, ang dredging is the act of removing silt and other materials from the bottom of bodies of water to create space for dams and dikes to weed out silts, intoxicants, and pollutants from the bottom.
In simpler terms, binubungkal yung lupa para lumalim ang ilog at para sa susunod na umulan ng malakas, hindi na siya aapaw. I actually also did some research about this Marikina dredging project. I read that their aims to be focused on R1, mitigate the flood damage caused by the overflow of the Pasig Marikina River, 2, provide a flood-free urban center, and 3, rehabilitate and enhance the environment and view along with the riverside areas. Any thoughts on this, Sophia?
Actually, Rain, ang amazing na ng mga technologies natin ngayon. I really can't imagine how they would execute that. But I'm sure that the project will be successful. And I also heard that they now move on for their phase 2, wherein it will cover the cleaning of untitled and reclaimed areas in other barangays in Pasig City.
Mm-mm. So, ongoing na talaga yung project, no? Pero alam mo, upon researching, I have come to a place that dredging has an environmental impact. Nabalitaan ko na hindi pala siya very eco-friendly and that it causes pollution, which is a very big deal rin. Ikaw, Sophia, do you think this project to lessen flooding is worth the pollution it'll give?
Well, that's a very controversial question nga rin. I guess our viewers would have to decide for themselves dahil sakto, pollution will be our topic for our next podcast. Spoiler alert. I know you listeners had fun listening to our topic for today, but sadly, this podcast episode will come to an end, and we hope our dear listeners learned a lot as we tackle flood and the project of Marikina dredging.
Yeah, I hope our listeners had some fun listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please like and follow us on our social media page at The Greenery Podcast to be notified for another episode.
Again, I am your bestie, Sophia.
I am your bestie, Rain, and thank you for listening to The Greenery Podcast. Stay tuned for our next Greenery episode.